Hey listeners, it's your host Destiny or Reflection of Dest. Welcome or welcome back to Reflection of Dest podcast, where I journal out loud about relationships, sex, mental health, social media, and other random topics. So today I'm doing something a little different. I'm outside, so maybe you might hear cars passing by or the wind blowing a little tiny bit and some birds chirping. I just wanted to do something very, very different, and being outside is so refreshing and it feels good. So for today's topic is basically about self-love, or is self-love the new wave? And it's so funny because it seemed like everybody is on this little trend, or on this train of just this self-love path and journey. And a lot of people have been open about it on social media, which I think is great, because I even put myself on a self-love journey just recently, like a month ago. So I'm relating to everybody that has chosen that path. And I have came to realize from my personal experience that once you start loving on yourself first, then you'll be able to have healthy relationships with others that you romantically involve with, and even a healthy relationship with yourself. Because at times, or most of the time, we don't really cater to our needs like we are supposed to, and that's not good at all. We always so focused on the material things in the world, or just have ourselves worrying about the wrong things or the wrong people around us, and we don't have that sit down time with ourselves and, you know, really dedicate our time to what we need and want. And we're always on the go, or maybe too busy, you know, just worrying about worldly things. And I'm a victim to that, because at times, well, most of the time, I'm just so used to, you know, being there for everybody else, listening to their problems, helping them out and stuff, without me actually sitting down and worrying about myself and focusing on myself. I'm always focusing on other people and trying to be the helper and the healer of the world, which is basically my purpose in life. But I just didn't know exactly how to balance out everything between, you know, catering to myself, and then also, you know, being a helpful, genuine person to others also. And so, you know, as I kept on sitting on social media and stuff, I just realized how self-love has been very popular. And I think it's really, really good that it has become well known and people are becoming more serious about it. I know there are some people who try to be on the wave just because they think that they need to hop on the new, best, most popular thing that's coming up or whatever. You know how some people just try to follow the bandwagon and they not on their own lane, so they try to copy what everybody else do. But I feel like this year, 2019, has been a year of a lot of transformations, and people have went through a lot of evolving spiritually, mentally, and probably even physically. It's like this new air, this new atmosphere of this year that has changed a lot of people and shook people up. And like I was saying before, with my personal experience, I done had a moment where I done got shook up. That ain't even no damn real word. I mean, shook up. And I was like, basically, I'm gonna share my story with you guys or whatnot. So basically, I found myself liking someone again, and you know, my feelings got all caught up in a situation, and I was like supposed to be chilling, focusing on myself, because I had just got out of a relationship like some months ago, and then I met somebody else new or whatnot. And at first, when I started talking to this person, I wasn't really trying to get deep in my feelings about them. You know, I was just trying to have fun and chill out. But things didn't turn out that way. We actually developed a real connection, and we developed something real, and my feelings got deep involved, and like other little stuff went down or whatnot, and it took an emotional toll on me, and I realized how it disturbed my emotional peace. And I was like, you know what, I'm just tired of getting affected emotionally by situations when it comes to me loving or liking somebody or whatnot. I really need to get serious about focusing on myself. And once I practice self-love, then I'll be able to attract the right person for me. And I feel like everybody should have this point of time in their life where they just put this full focus on themselves and actually have everything together. Everybody's not perfect, and this is a process. You have to heal from past trauma, or just, forgive yourself for certain things that you may have done or might not be aware of just yet. Because, like, everybody always say self-love is the best love, and once you learn how to love yourself, then you'll attract the right people in your life, the right things, and you know your boundaries and what you want. Like, it's a lot of stuff that comes into place when you actually learn how to fully love yourself. And I'm so happy that I'm on this journey of loving myself and focusing on what's right for me, what I need to do for my own happiness. And also, having self-love brings in a lot of confidence within yourself and happiness that you will need in this lifetime or whatnot, because we always trying to figure out ways to satisfy ourselves. So why not figure out how to love yourself first and practice self-love, because that's what you need in your life in order for you to go in the right direction and paths of your life. All right, y'all, so I hate to cut off the little lovely moment of what I was preaching about self-love, but I had to come inside because the outside, I mean, it was cool and all, but I felt like too much was going on and I was just moving around too much. And plus, I got hot, y'all know, in this heat or whatnot. But, and then I can talk as loud as I want to and without having, like, people in my business, even though I was in a, like, private area, but still, you don't want too many people knowing what's going on or whatnot. So anyways, back to the topic of self-love. So if you have thought about going on a self-love journey or even had an idea about it, then I think you should go for it. And by you coming across this podcast episode, it was meant for you to listen to this. This is confirmation. This is me talking from God to tell you that you should start it, because sometimes we all look for little signs or confirmations to confirm what we've been thinking about or might have been scared to do. And like I was saying earlier, if I'm not mistaken, that self-love is not always the easiest thing to do, because once you end the habit or routine of doing other things, then it may be hard for you to get into this motion, a groove of just like practicing on just doing little things for yourself that maybe you're not used to. And don't ever feel bad or ashamed that you haven't practiced on loving yourself sooner, because we all have to go through certain experiences or situations just to get us to this point. And like I was saying earlier, that I got shook up. I had an experience that shook me up for me to get my damn shit together with loving myself and just focusing on myself, period, that it really taught me a real lesson. And now that I think about it, maybe the person just came into my life to teach me this lesson so I can get right. But that's another story for another day. But anyways, yeah, maybe you just have to go through, I don't want to say necessarily a bad situation, but a situation that will affect you in the biggest way possible for you to get your act right or whatnot and really learn about yourself the way you should have been doing, like, maybe years ago. And then sometimes it just wasn't the right time, maybe a week ago, months ago, or even years ago for you to even go on this journey. Maybe you weren't even mentally prepared for it, because you even have to have this certain level of thinking and this certain mindset for you to be on top of your game and really be on yourself. Like, not like tearing down yourself and being hard on yourself, but just, setting those boundaries and reminding yourself that you matter, you are enough, you are beautiful, you deserve everything that's meant for you in life. And like they always say, what's meant for you won't bypass you. So don't ever think anything that you lost along the way of your self-love journey was something that you needed into your life. Maybe it needed to disappear for a while so you can get yourself together and it'll come back to you. You never know.
And once you go through your life and start living more and more, you will get more clarity and start understanding more. It's just up to you whether or not you are serious about this whole journey that you're going through. And like I said, it's just something you have to be serious about. You have to be on a certain level of thinking. You just have to be ready for it. It's not something you can jump into and not have a set of rules for yourself. You gotta, you know, balance things out or whatnot. And I'm not perfect. I'm still learning myself. Like I was saying, that I only started doing this a month ago, and I haven't been that deep into it. I'm still learning things about myself. I'm still going through healing or whatnot within myself, and, you know, just going through my own route. And everybody's path is different. So don't ever feel like that you have to do the same things that others doing. Just because you're doing something a little different than another person doesn't mean it's the wrong way. Everybody has to do what's best for them. That's the whole point of this self-love journey. It's like doing what's best for you. And I don't necessarily think that it's like a big old popular wave that people trying to fake and be on. I just feel like that everyone has evolved this year, and it was just something different that shook everyone up emotionally, mentally, physically, for us all to be in this right alignment where we can be our best versions of ourselves and stuff. And if you feel like everyone has evolved also or going on a self-love journey together, then you could share your thoughts about this episode to me on my Instagram and Twitter at Reflection Desk. Y'all can connect to me on those social media platforms, and we can like talk about it, have a discussion or whatnot, because I love talking to my listeners or anybody that's in tune or keep up with my content or whatnot. And we can just have a really deep conversation about this, and I would love to hear y'all thoughts, because I like seeing other point of views. Maybe y'all might talk about some things that I might have missed while I was recording this episode and stuff, because, you know, I try to think of every aspect of everything, but, you know, as you're recording, talking, and trying to think and concentrate, sometimes your mind be a little bit of everywhere or whatnot. And I'm trying to think of anything else that I need to hit on about this whole self-love type of journey or whatnot. And I guess I want to mention is, don't ever feel like it's too late to start loving on yourself. It's never too late to even start this journey. Also, it don't matter what age you are, who you are, your gender, or anything. Self-love doesn't discriminate at all. It's meant for everybody to, you know, go through. And then maybe sometimes certain people never get that experience, and that's unfortunate. But if you do get a chance to go through this whole journey and be able to share your experience with others, then take that opportunity to spread the word and spread the love and light that you are supposed to. And don't ever feel like you have to force yourself to show, I mean, not show, but to tell deep details about what you're going through. Just do what's comfortable for you, what's best for you. And I don't want you to ever feel like stressed about, oh, I got to show this and that person what I'm doing. As long as you're satisfying yourself and as long as you see your own progress, that's all that matters, because other people's opinions don't matter. And like they always say, that little quote, self-love is not selfish. That is really true. Self-love is not selfish at all. Because once you want to, you know, focus on yourself or whatnot, and, you know, just be in your own little bubble of what you need and stuff, you just basically doing what's best for you. Don't let people make you feel guilty about not hanging around them or doing stuff with them. Maybe they not the right type of people you need to have around in order for you to grow, because this journey is about growing. Also, you need to have this newfound growth. You can't always be stuck in your old ways and expect changes, because if you stuck in those same patterns, of course you're not going to get any results. And everybody is not meant to be by your side along this journey, because you are opening up doors for new things, new people to enter your life that is meant to bring more positivity, more light, more love, or whatever else that you need that satisfies you in the most positive way. And yeah, people may get offended, but if they get offended, that's only because they don't understand the importance of self-love and they haven't even had that experience themselves. If they love you enough deep down in their heart, or they even care about you enough, then they will respect how you feel and they respect your journey and not judge you or be mad about it. Especially if you're doing something that's good for you. I can understand if you're doing something to harm you, but it's nothing harmful about self-love. Love on yourself, okay? I said that in my other episode, love on yourself first. My other episode that I talk about self-love, just love on yourself first because you deserve it. You deserve it a whole lot. And as I'm giving y'all advice, I'm giving my own self advice because I need to listen to what I be preaching also. And I'm focusing on practicing what I'm preaching. So, you know, I'm human just like the rest of you. And like I told y'all, I'm not perfect myself. So that's why I come on this podcast and I share my own experience and get like really real and raw with you guys, because I want to connect to you in a natural way. I don't want to be faking and say, oh, self-love is so lovely, it's so easy. No, it's not easy at all. Some days you might be mad at yourself and feel guilty, regretful, ashamed and stuff. You might just be having a real bad, salty day, but you just got to learn how to get through it and do things that make you feel better and turn your thoughts around and just be positive about life. Because once you have this certain level of positivity about things that's going on around you and look more at the brighter side instead of getting stuck into all the negative things in life, then you'll start to feel better about things and kind of realize that maybe you're just overthinking and stuff and just need to take a step back and relax and, you know, take a break and maybe recharge a little bit. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I enjoyed talking about this. This episode was more on the serious side. I wasn't being all bubbly and loud and, you know, joking around like I do on some of my other episodes. I just wanted to get kind of serious and have a, you know, lighthearted conversation where we just talk about, you know, deeper things on here, because I'm naturally a deep person. So, of course, I'm gonna get deep at times. I'm a Scorpio or whatnot. So, yeah, I hope you all enjoy listening to me talk about this topic. I'll be back with more episodes. And also, I will be posting podcast episodes every Friday. Now, this podcast episode might not be posted on a Friday because today's Wednesday, but I'm going to get into the routine of posting every Friday. I haven't came up with a certain time yet, but just be looking out for new podcast episodes on Fridays.